This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And it's Warrior Wednesday, brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Warriors live in a half hour. So yeah, like, beep, beep, beep me if you want. But if that's the way the Warriors are going to play it, then I do have fewer concerns about the Jimmy Butler acquisition.
Yeah, and my
absolutely.
Most of my concerns were around disgruntlement over a contract, or you bring him in, there's no extension, and then he doesn't play great, and then he opts in. But you got way ahead of that, and you traded for him with a deal already in place. And I read the Ramona Shelburne article, and I think Shams and Wendy, they all were kind of in on it. It was a great comprehensive piece that took you behind the scenes. And once the Warriors pivoted to Jimmy Butler, and we'll get more on this tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Mike Dunleavy joining Steiny and Goo at 1 o'clock, and hopefully he really takes us behind the scenes on what happened. But once you pivoted to Jimmy Butler, you had to reach out and say, extension, what are you thinking? And it came down to be 2 years and $112 million, and Jimmy said okay, and the deal got done. So once that was done, I got excited about what Jimmy could be on the floor, and it's only two games, but the sample looks like he checks a lot of their boxes. He gets to the foul line. He makes others better. He gives you some toughness. He can score inside the three-point line, where you shoot the third most threes in the association, and you don't do it that well anymore. So you need a lot of the things that he brought, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, if you list off, like, what are the, you know, play Family Feud. We surveyed 100 sports radio hosts in San Francisco. There aren't that many of us, but we surveyed 100 sports radio hosts or Warriors fans. Top five answers on the board. What are your top Jimmy Butler concerns? Let's go to Dibs.
Fights with Draymond.
Okay.
Survey.
Let me see. Fights with Draymond.
Ding.
Ding. Okay.
That's probably number one.
Yeah. Attitude. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. No. Okay. Now go to me.
Mark. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Age. Let me see age.
Survey. Show me age.
Ding. Right. So, by the way, we can even throw this out to callers. What are the top Jimmy Butler concerns? 888-957-9570. So if attitude is one, I'll just weigh in. That's not one for me. It just isn't.
Attitude?
It's not, because it's funny that people think just because Draymond runs hot and Jimmy runs hot, that means they're going to run opposite hot of one another. Like, I would argue that those types of guys tend to have more respect for one another. It doesn't mean that they can't. I mean, sure, something bad could happen, but let's see who's Draymond had problems with before. Any of them run hot? I'd argue they're people who don't talk. I mean, Jordan Poole obviously talked on the court, But Jordan Poole was not, he's not some boisterous, loud, controversial, technical getting personality. And Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant. He balls and then he goes to his hotel room and trolls on the internet. Like, that's who Draymond has had a problem with in the past. Or Rudy Gobert. Or whatever.
Yusuf Nurkic.
Yeah. Draymond has never had a problem with the other dogs of the league. I've never said, when has that ever happened?
Yeah. Well, he flail kicked Stephen Adams in the family jewels.
But Adams a dog guy? Like, I mean, he's a big guy.
He's kind of a dog. If you wanted to make a list of NBA players you probably wouldn't want to tangle with,
yeah,
he'd be high on the list. And I know it's hard to say now because he hasn't really played in a couple of years. But in general, Draymond goes at, quote-unquote, people who aren't going to stand up to him, and you could say the same about Jimmy Butler. What he did to Kitty Cat and Andrew Wiggins in Minnesota, and the way he has comported himself in many ways, it hasn't been going at the other dogs, and so your point is well taken. Draymond and Jimmy Butler probably aren't going to go tete-a-tete or head-to-head here in Golden State, especially now where this is Draymond's team, Draymond and Steph, and Jimmy's coming in as a vet who just wants to fit in. And he just got that bag. So, yep. Jimmy, are you good? You wanted to get paid, you did. You want to go somewhere and compete to win, you are. Any questions? Like, why are you mad?
Yeah, I don't. So I don't think that we're going to get there, at least not anytime soon. Sure, things will get ramped up if they're not winning or if they miss the playoffs or if they do go to the playoffs and things are disappointing. And then obviously there's the physicality of what happens to their bodies as they move forward another year. I'm not saying what could go wrong. There's plenty that could go wrong. But I reject in this moment this notion that Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green will not get along simply because both of them kind of run hot. I actually think that they might see eye to eye even more. And if they bark at each other on the court, that's no big deal. What you're really worried about is something that's off the court, something that goes with their relationship. I just don't see a problem there.
Yeah.
As far as age, sure. Like age slash injury, I think that's a fair one, but it's a hard one to sort of quantify to me. Anybody can get hurt at any time. Right now, we're sitting here going, boy, we don't want guys who are in their 30s. Well, who's healthy? It's actually the guys in their 30s. But the 22-year-old has been out for 20 games.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know how to worry about injury. That's just part of sports. My concern was the loss of flexibility. And I might still be right, but the Warriors are telling me I'm wrong. And I don't really have any reason to doubt them. Joe Lacob has always been a spender.
Yes, and he has shown a willingness to overspend. And if Kuminga comes in the offseason at a number that is around Draymond Green, $27, $28 million, you can fit him in because if you look at your contracts, Kevon Looney and GP2 are making a combined $17 million, and either they'll be gone or they'll be back at a very reduced rate. And you start to look at where you are in terms of what the second apron punishment of being that far over the tax, it's about $200 million. So you still have some room to bring in Kuminga, bring him back, find another $20 million a year guy somewhere in there, or maybe it's two mid-level type players, and then you bring back Kevon and GP2 at reduced rate.
Mm.
And you got Pods and TJD still.
Now you're getting real optimistic. Well, I don't know if there's going to be that kind of room. Again, like we're just talking about Kuminga, and then sure, there's things like the mid-level and whatnot. And I think the Warriors are also trumpeting the idea of, like, look, if it's not working, these become tradable pieces again.
Yep. So you do have Buddy Hield making 9.2, and he's a guy who is tradable. I mean, I think that even when he doesn't shoot that well, he's a guy who can get you a bucket, and he's only making $9 million.
Yeah, at his price, he is. He is.
And honestly, you don't want to do it because he's a fan favorite, and he's starting to play a significant role, but Moses Moody signed a very good,
that's tradable,
3-year and $39 million.
Yeah, he's young, and you can put him on the floor. Like,
exactly.
Absolutely.
He's playable, and he's making 11.5 next year, and it's 3 years and 39 that starts next year. So you do have some flexibility, and I'm looking at what you have on the books next year. It's $114 million, and if you add in Jimmy's 54, I think, you're at 168. And so, yeah, you're getting close to that 200, but and that's without Kuminga being added in there.
Let's take some calls. 888-957-9570 is the number on any Butler concerns that you might have had. And you know, now where do those sit? Let's go to Kurt in Hayward Hills. It's almost as if, because Kurt's been getting into the habit of calling late in the show.
Yeah.
It's almost like he knew that Warriors Live was going to start at 5:30.
Yeah, because I'm sure he's afraid if he called too late what he might be told.
Oh, boy. We don't want that.
No.
Hi, Kurt. What are you doing?
It is the boys. Hey. The best sports boys in the Bay Area. There they are.
Hey, we've been waiting for you, Kurt.
You found us again.
You know what I'm calling about? You know, it's a Warriors Day, and Houston and Dallas, they're going down. Let me tell you something. You got Jimmy. Remember, I mentioned about Jimmy. I don't see any problem with Jimmy at all. This guy's an elite player. With Curry on the floor in green, did you watch the last four games with Curry the way he played? He's not getting old at all. This guy is the man on the Warriors, and Jimmy is going to bring us to the playoffs. We are going to make the playoffs, and Green and Jimmy are going to get along, and the Warriors got a bench. There's so many things about the Warriors. Anybody calls in and says anything negative about them, it's not true. You got Jimmy the boy. He's joining the Warriors, and he's a Warrior. That's for sure, fellas, a Warrior. About the Kansas City Chief? What about Durant?
Yeah, he went down.
Yeah, he finally looked like you predicted he would, Kurt.
I said he'd be on his ass. He was on his ass six times, and he looked like a wimp out there. He was running around for his life. And believe it or not, Kansas City is not going to be there next year. They're out.
It's over, huh, Kurt?
I say they're over. Kansas City's over.
Yeah, I'll take the field. I'm with Kurt on that. I'm hearing that Kelsey's going to retire. I'm hearing that I'm hearing he's done.
He's out, and they're not the same team. And all I can tell you is about the Warriors, they're going to the playoffs, and we're going to move up in ranks. And Dallas is going down tonight. Houston's going down. And what should I say? What should I say?
Well, Kurt, a couple questions first before you do a big outro. Industry term.
Yeah, I want to talk about Dallas. Let's get Dallas out the window.
Well, no, I want to ask you, when you say the Warriors are going to make the playoffs, do you mean like straight out the sixth seed or better, or do you think they're going to have to work their way into the playoffs from the play-in tournament?
No way. They're not making no play-in tournament. No way. I don't see that at all.
Okay.
You stay healthy. Wait a minute. You stay healthy, boys. You bring Kuminga back, and you see what kind of team we got. This team is flying around. They're all psyched up. They're all feeling good, and they got a hell of a bench. I'd say five or six position easily. I'm predicting it now.
Let's say that somebody came up to you tonight and went, I think Klay Thompson's going to find a heater, and he's going to score 40 tonight, and the Mavs are going to upset the Warriors. What would you tell him?
Get out of here!
There it is. There it is, Kurt. That's our guy! That's Kurt in Hayward Hills. He's a performer.
He's great. I thought you were going to say, what did Nico Harrison say to Luka Doncic after the trade became official?
I thought of it. And
get
like,
out of here.
I'm just like, let's avoid the guy. The guy's getting death threats for crying out loud.
Get out of here.
Curtis?
No.
Oh, no. Nico Harrison.
Nico Harrison.
Are you kidding me?
What did the Dallas fans say to the Mavericks front office? Totally. Get out of here.
Oh,
and I was waiting for the victory lap on Mahomes because he's been calling him a little runt.
This guy's a little runt.
It's kind of tough. Like, can you
and that was before
lap?
The Niner game.
When you call someone a runt.
And a little runt is going to be on his ass.
Well, 10 times in a row, you call him a little runt. He wins all those games. He goes to the Super Bowl for like, I don't know what, the fifth time in 6 years or whatever the hell has been going on with Patrick Mahomes.
He's a little runt.
And then he loses one football game, and you're like, see, I was right.
I told you they were going to put that runt on his ass, and they did it six times.
They did.
He's got bruises on that little runt's ass. Travis Kelce retiring?
Somebody kick that little run. I can't stand that little run.
Is it internet heat? Is it inside sauces?
No, it's...
Is it your daughter who's a Swiftie saying...
No, it's not my daughter. It's appearing to be a lean in that direction, so I'm told.
Okay.
Far from done, but he may know.
Yeah.
He may know, you know, like Buster Posey knew, as we found out, but we didn't know. Like... He may do what Buster did, which is, I'm going to take some time and find out if what I'm feeling right now is actually true, or in a few months will I decide I miss it and I want to go back. But, yeah, I think it's a lean toward retirement for Travis Kelce.
I could see it from the standpoint of he's been with the Chiefs his whole career. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, and he's got multiple rings, and he's got a celebrity girlfriend, which it would be kind of fun to just kind of cruise around and go to her concerts and, I don't know, travel the world with an entourage.
Yeah.
There's worse things you could do in retirement.
By the time right after next season starts, he'll turn 36.
Wow, yeah.
He's starting to decline, there's no doubt. So are the Chiefs. You know, I'm not saying that they're, like, in bad shape or anything, but, you know, like, they didn't win this one. Football hurts. And, yeah, he's made tons of money. And, oh, by the way, his podcast is now making tons of money.
Yeah, money's no object when you're with Taylor Swift.
Well, but I don't know if they're ever – are they together forever? I don't know. The point is that Travis has now set himself up perfectly for retirement if he'd like to stop getting hit in the knees. So I get it.
Yeah.
I could see it.
And he's not ever going to become the all-time catchingest tight end. Tony Gonzalez has him by 300 catches right now. Jason Witten has him by 200 catches. So even if you were tied up in those accolades of being the all-time catchingest tight end, he's one of 15 in the 1,000 catch club. So he's already there. And he's got, what, three rings? They got three Super Bowls, right?
Yeah,
that they've won. So
exactly.
And he's, I think, a 10-time consecutive Pro Bowler. Sure. Your first ballot.
Oh, no doubt.
So the only thing left for you would be more football. And, I mean, unless you really, really want it. Like you said, football's hard.
Look, you never can get into the minds of these guys. You just can't. But when you list all of that off, what would I do? Yo, peace out. Peace out. I'm just going to talk to my brother for a living on Zoom. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not him. So if he wants to play, more power to him. I love our listeners so much. We got to pause. We're going to keep going on the phones, but I've gotten this message three or four times at least today on the text line, which means that some of you were faithfully listening at 5:45 yesterday and heard the story of one of my students at Cal Poly who texted at 4 o'clock for a 7 o'clock class and said, "Professor Willard, it's my birthday today." So I was just wondering, could I take the midterm exam that's scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight some other time? And then we talked through. I got your answer. What would you tell him?
Yep.
And what I ended up texting him was, first of all, happy birthday. You're an adult, and you can choose to do whatever you want, but this sounds like a choice you're making. So the midterm is available at 7 o'clock tonight, and will be available until midnight. And so I think you can find time to take this test if you're going to choose to miss class because you were born on this day. That was essentially what I texted back. A bunch of people have texted in and said, can we get a recap? What ended up happening? Well, drum roll, please. What ended up happening was he didn't take that test? He did not take that test.
How many of your students did not take that test, which was a midterm, right? Pretty big deal.
Midterm exam in a class that's only about 14 people.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one.
Only one.
He's the only one who didn't show up in person.
One student.
One man.
Well, in person, you do it over Zoom.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they were there. They were there on the Zoom, and they took the test right there.
In the classroom.
Yeah,
okay.
He could have gone in at 11:30 at night and done it on his own, but he did not. The other follow-up is he texted right before we took the air today to apologize because he, quote, forgot.
Hold on a minute. So he texted you at 2 p.m. yesterday saying it's my birthday.
What is going on here?
And then 5 hours later when class begins, it's still his birthday and he somehow forgot?
sorry, I had a huge mental lapse last night and totally forgot to take the test.
Mental lapse. Just, you know what that is, right?
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. I mean, probably.
I mean,
the man's in college.
Exactly.
What the hell did you do in college?
I think I just told you. Yeah, it took me 13
what'd you
years
do many
to graduate.
Years after college?
Ah, you know.
What'd you do last night?
Oh, not that.
Okay.
Change diapers.
Okay.
I mean, those days are over.
You ever change a diaper high?
I mean, yeah. My first two kids are on the phone. Question is, did I ever not? That's better. Man. Yeah, I was younger.
How
old
are you?
It was a loosey-goosey era.
That's the first time I've ever asked anybody that in my entire life.
Right.
You ever change a diaper high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did you ever take the kids to a restaurant high, and then when they get that kid's meal and they only take two bites, you ever attack those chicken stars and fries?
Yeah.
I'm going to eat it.
My younger son, shout out Keon, not a big eater. Quest, you go ahead and try and take some food off his plate. You gonna get smacked
He gonna bite you.
That 6-year-old's gonna come for you. But by the time little man was, by the time we were taking him out to eat,
dude,
he was one of those kids you had to coax to actually eat. Have another bite.
I'm telling you, women. You're amazing. You carry these children around, and it changes your body in some cases forever. And no, none of us men could ever do it. But I tell you, when our bodies get attacked, it's when they turn two and those freaking kids' meals come. Because you order your own meal. I've never eaten so many French fries in my life as when the kids were like 2 to 4 to 5 years old. It's a constant flow of French fries. And a man just can't say no.
Yeah.
I'm not saying no to French fries. I'm going to eat it.
Totally.
And I did.
That's the one hidden beauty of doing this shift is we don't go out to dinner very often because by the time I get home, it's 7. And
it's too late.
You're not taking a 2-year-old out to dinner at 7. And even when we do take her out to dinner, this little girl's a terror.
Oh.
She's not going to sit in her seat. She's going table to table, introducing herself.
Oh, good.
She's petting dogs.
That's
pulling
fun.
Flowers. Oh, it's fun until...
She's got your personality.
Dude, she is...
Oh, for crying out loud.
We should have named her Dennis.
You're in trouble.
As in the menace.
Let's go to Sco in Concord. East Bay, what's up? Sco, what are you doing?
You know, glad to hear your voices. It's been a fun show. I missed the Buster Posey. I had to pull over. There was this dirty, dirty bum that needed some help. And it turns out it seems like they had more money than I do. I wanted to talk about Jimmy Butler, though. You know, I think my only concern is the hunger, right? I want to see this man hungry for another title. We've seen too many people come through the Bay, whether with the Giants or the A's or the Raiders or the Niners and the Warriors, and then they leave and they never win again. It's like, where did that hunger go? So I hope he's not satisfied with what he did in Miami. I hope he looks at our next championship the way that Curry looks at a plate of ribs, or the way that Podemski looks at Aisha, something like that. You know.
All right, Sco, thanks. That was one of the weirdest calls I've ever heard in the history of my radio career. I'm not calling it bad. That was just one of one.
It meandered a little bit.
No, but I mean, there was just a lot of weird stuff in there. A
lot of weird stuff.
What did he say? The way Podemski looks at who?
Aisha. The way Steph looks at ribs and the way Pods looks at Aisha.
Okay, so there was that. And then we started off by like helping out who he referred to as a dirty, dirty bum, which if you're going to pull over and help somebody out, let's just call him a person. There's that. But then the beef of the call was, I hope Jimmy Butler's not basically resting on his laurels. What laurels?
Well,
he hasn't won.
He's won a couple of Eastern Conference championships.
Good for you. You know who else has won conference championships? Charles Barkley's won a conference championship. What do they say about Charles Barkley? He never won. Y'all have any... Why isn't Brock Purdy signed yet? He's already won a conference championship.
You got the Hallis.
Yeah.
You win the Hallis.
I'm sorry. Like, if Jimmy Butler's hunger, he's got to be incredibly hungry, don't you think?
Of all the things that I would be concerned about with Jimmy Butler, his hunger would not be in the top 50. He plays with that hunger. Now, yeah, he kind of shut it down in Miami. And, you know, you mentioned before where he walked out of a practice, and he walked out of a practice because he was told that he's no longer starting after he'd been suspended. And so I don't defend the behavior, but he just walked in the locker room, got changed, and left. And that's why he got suspended the final time. And so I don't take that off of his resume because he did that. But I don't worry about his hunger. The one thing that he probably wants more than $112 million is another bite at the apple, as you would say, another chance to play for the chip.
They want that at bat that Steve Kerr keeps talking about. They want that at bat. Oh, Sirius in Oakland has a question for Dibs. Let's go to Sirius. Is it a serious question?
Hey, I appreciate you guys for taking my call. First of all, I'd like to say that we have to pay homage to Willard and Dibs. You guys are the best.
Well, thank you, Sirius.
Well, you know, Willard, I really enjoy your intellect. And Dibs, I really enjoy everything except your picks.
Unintended. That's fair. Sir, serious.
But the thing I was wondering, is Joe Shafsky and Dibs the same person? Because you guys keep trying to dismantle the team with the trade situation. And I agree that, you know, the Warriors need some work. But what is about the gelling? What about the offensive awareness and defense awareness? I think the team is starting to come together as a real, really potent. Now, I'm not saying we're going to win a championship. I'm not trying to go far-fetched, right? But I agree with Willard a lot of times when he says, we need a change. We need these things to work. And Dibs, most of the time, I'm with you, too. But you sounded like Shafsky today, bro.
Now, there's no dismantling, Sirius. Then thank you for the phone call.
You.
There's nothing you can do until the offseason, and I'm all about this trade. And, yeah, shout out Sean Gelly. I'm looking forward to them gelling, too, and I think you're starting to see the jelly.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I really don't. Are you ready for Valentine's Day, though?
Yeah.
It's coming up.
We decided to skip it this year.
Oh, see?
It's a mutual skip.
Yeah, that's no... You're no fun. Come on.
I'll save my Valentine's take for Friday.
All right.
What's bugging me?
Oh, boy, I can't wait for that. Talk about a dismisser.
Oh, I love you. No, guys, I love you more.
Guys,
Instagram. Pick, pick, pick.
You guys just canceling holidays right here in the middle of the show.
You don't get to tell me when to be in love with my wife, Hallmark. That's coming up Friday.
That's true. All right, this Valentine's Day, I tell you what, fall in love, not with Dibs' wife, with downtown Los Altos. From one-of-a-kind gifts to cozy cafes, you'll find the perfect way to say, I love you, all with free parking. And I do love free parking. Get more info at downtownlosaltos.org. Hey, guess what, kids and campers? Warriors Live is next on Willard and Dibs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Who are the Warriors? A storied franchise.
The Golden State Warriors have just won the NBA championship.
With a quiet leader.
The Curry quick release. Splash!
And a not-so-quiet one.
Rejected by Draymond. Knocked away.
What a block!
And above all, a team that brings the entire Bay Area together.
Curry, one step in front of the logo.
The right-hand slam and a little elevation sensation.
This is Warriors Live on 95.7, The Game.
It's a visit to see Klay Thompson and not many other people as the Dallas Mavericks have a very lengthy injury report. Opportunity knocking. The Jimmy Butler era with the Warriors continues to see if they can get a little space between them and the 500 mark. Here we go. The Warriors at 27 and 26, visiting the Dallas Mavericks at 28 and 26. Warriors Live is presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. It has a feel, Dibs, of a winning streak that hasn't happened yet. That's kind of the way I look at Warrior basketball right now. The optimism around the Jimmy Butler acquisition, the way they've played the last two games, combined the fact that they'll go against a team that's missing a lot of their people tonight, and all of a sudden, Warrior fans are feeling a winning streak. But I just want to caution everybody, it hasn't actually happened yet. You got to go out there and do that tonight.
It's been a long time since you've won three in a row. You have to go back to November, I believe, when Dallas was the middle game of a three-game win streak. It's hard to believe that it's been that long since you've been able to string these three together, but it's going up on 3 months now. It's been on again, off again. And the other small piece of this is one to kind of file away for the next 11 days is the tiebreaker with the Dallas Mavericks. You've split the first two. You've got them now, and then you've got them again on February 23rd coming out of the All-Star break. If you win both, then green check, you've got the tiebreaker in the head-to-head, and Anthony Davis, I don't believe, will play in either one of these games.
Yeah, let's get actually to that injury report right now, which is brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. For more info, visit BoxerLaw.com. The Warriors' injury report is very short. It is Jonathan Kuminga, still out, as we know. In fact, the Warriors do not expect him back at least a couple couple games into the post-All-Star break games. Kevon Looney is on the injury report with that nasal bone fracture, but will be available tonight. So the Warriors, relative health tonight as they go to Dallas. That is not the case for the Mavericks, who, of course, first of all, do not have Luka Doncic. He is out with a case of the Lakers. Anthony Davis has that left adductor strain that he got right after being there. He will be gone. Let me list the rest. Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively, Dwight Powell, Caleb Martin, PJ Washington, and Dante Exum, all with various injuries, will miss this game tonight. So Jason Kidd actually joked in his pregame availability, all Mavericks will play center tonight because essentially they don't have any.
Right. You've got seven guys out, which means you're probably only going with an eight-man team, three on the bench. And so if you're the Warriors, I know you can't ever take any team for granted, but all those guys you mentioned, especially Anthony Davis, who's been a little bit of a kryptonite for Golden State in most of the matchups with LA, he's not playing. I don't even know if he'll be back in 11 days when you play him again. So no apologies. Go ahead and fatten up. When you face a team that is downtrodden and injured, go out there and get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. Opportunity for the Warriors tonight. Warriors Live presented by Xfinity, at home or on the go. You'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Among the things we were talking about today on Willard and Dibs and throughout the day on 95.7 The Game, I really was excited by the comments I saw from Joe Lacob, made to The Athletic, Anthony Slater, Marcus Thompson, and more. And essentially, he was answering the question that I think a lot of us were asking the second the Warriors got Jimmy Butler. A lot of questions were asked, but one of the first things we thought of was, well, what does this mean for Jonathan Kuminga? Because you signed him to a two-year extension. Is there enough money left over? We understand that the Warriors have the leverage here. Jonathan's only a restricted free agent. But, man, he's hurt. You were in information-gathering mode. You're not getting any information right now. How's he going to fit with Jimmy? What's the money? Is everybody going to get along? And is he going to find a future with the Warriors? Joe Lacob publicly, and we won't go through all the comments, but essentially, real quick, was just like, what are we even talking about? Why would Jimmy Butler affect Jonathan Kuminga? So when asked, so there's enough room to just handle Jonathan Kuminga? Absolutely. We love him. I love him. Leaves no question that the Warriors, A, want Jonathan Kuminga around long term, and B, seemingly are willing to go into the luxury tax to make sure that that happens. That's probably pretty comforting to Warrior fans, even those who are still sitting here wondering what exactly Jonathan Kuminga's future is.
And what his salary is going to be when you get to the offseason and you find out what the restricted offer might be. And if other teams offer him 5 years and 150 and $30 million a year and you don't want to pay that, well, then you don't have to match it. But I don't believe that there are going to be enough other teams out there who want to really go big on Jonathan Kuminga. You've mentioned it in Steiny too, looking at the cap situation. There aren't a lot of teams with a lot of money. And if you are a team with a good amount of cap room and you want to spend it on somebody, I don't know if Jonathan Kuminga at 22, still not fully developed, I don't know if that would be my target. So as the number of other teams interested goes down potentially, so does his offer from other teams, and you might be able to keep him at a nice team-friendly price for a few years.
Yeah, and I don't know what that is. Is it 20? Is it 30? Is it somewhere in between? Is it north of 30? I'm not sure, but it sounds like the Warriors, when an owner comes out and says that when he doesn't have to, sounds like they are all in on the future of Jonathan Kuminga, and I am just beyond fascinated by what's going to happen when he comes back, gets fully up to speed, and then tries to fit in with a Jimmy Butler team. I can see this going a lot of directions. And Jonathan spoke about the fact that he sees Jimmy Butler and him have potentially similar skill sets. Jonathan's got a lot of like bulking up maybe to do, but his point is, I see him as a slasher, a driver, somebody who can get to the free throw line, a plus defender, not ever going to be a great three-point shooter. Jonathan may turn out to be much better than Jimmy Butler out there eventually. I don't know. But Jonathan thinks he can learn from Jimmy and says he's excited to get in there and play with him. I hope that that's not just lip service, because I can also see this being frustrating at times for Jonathan, because in theory there might be fewer shots. to go around while Jonathan's trying to build up an extension. And I also think there's a real good chance that this means for sure that Jonathan's not starting the rest of the year. And that's something he really wants to do.
Yes, but I think if you wind up coming off the bench behind Jimmy Butler, it might feel a little bit different than if you were coming off the bench behind somebody else. Not to disrespect Andrew Wiggins in any way, but it probably feels different when if you do come off the bench and you're behind Jimmy Butler, 35-year-old, a guy who was just traded for and getting $112 million over 2 years. He's somebody who you can justify learning from and coming off the bench behind. And ultimately, for Kuminga, it really shouldn't matter who's out there for the opening tip. If Jonathan comes back healthy and plays the way he has played, he's going to get between 25 and 32 minutes a night. And that's plenty of time to get out there and do what you need to do.
All right. Steve Kerr obviously joined us yesterday. Always in Warriors Live, we want to let you hear a little bit of what he had to say. And seeing as we're sitting here talking about Jonathan Kuminga and how he'll fit in, let's let you hear what Steve had to say about that yesterday.
I thought he was playing the best basketball of his career those last couple of weeks before he got hurt. And that was, his minutes came off the bench, but he didn't mind. I mean, he was playing a lot. He was playing 30 plus minutes. So whether it's off the bench or as a starter, the thing I'm most interested in with Jonathan is picking up where he left off. Because what he was doing was, making quick decisions, making simple plays, and just playing the game. And it looked to me like things had slowed down for him quite a bit. And that's when guys can really start to blossom when they see the game more clearly. And that's what I'm excited about. Getting JK back whenever it is in a couple weeks, hopefully. I can't wait to get him back out there.
Okay, so and Steve's right. Like, he had a few games there that really popped off of the screen, and Jonathan was doing that coming off of the bench. So look, there is this theory, and I think there's some validity to it, that this rotation problem that Steve Kerr has had the last couple of years, which has led to some fan frustration, let's be real, I think it might have gotten cleaned up a little bit with this deal, which was four players out for one player in. And obviously, as you point out, a player who's definitely going to get his standard minutes. You get Kuminga back in, creates a little bit of a who, what, where, and all of that, who's starting, who's finishing, but I think the Warriors automatically, their bench gets shortened a little bit and the rotations get easier for Steve.
Absolutely, and when healthy, you got Steph and Wiggins and Butler, Draymond, Kuminga, and Pods, Hield, Moody, and then the mix of Looney and GP2 and TJD, and that right there gives you nine solid and then a rotating three guys depending on matchups and who's playing well. And right now, Trayce Jackson-Davis has kind of been shuttled to the out of the rotation, and Gee Santos's minutes are down. Quentin Post has kind of upset the apple cart a little bit.
For sure.
But what he's done and what he's brought, you got to absolutely play him.
Time for the Take It to the Bank prediction, brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. I'm going straight to the chef. The chef's over
chef.
Under. Yep. The chef, his over under tonight is 27.5. He's on a heater. And I got to think, going up against Clay, and by the way, a team that cannot protect the basket tonight, I think that I don't know if Steph's going to do all of his work from the three-point line, but I think he's going to be able to also finish around the rim a little bit tonight. They've got nobody to protect that basket. And so Steph has had a bunch of games in a row north of 30 points. I've got Steph over 27.5 points tonight.
That's good. The only thing that could scare you if you were making an underdog play is the blowout factor. And
sure,
they do have another game tomorrow night. So if this one does trend toward being a lopsided game, his minutes might be shaved down a little bit. But hard to go wrong with the chef on a number like 27.5. I'm sticking with what I did last time, which is Quentin Post. He's hit two or more threes in 7 of his 12 games since he really became a part of the rotation, including the last three. So I'm going to go over a 3.5, which is the standard number, and he's going to have more than two or more threes for Quentin Post.
Okay, I love that. While you're bringing up Quentin Post, we had a little conversation with Steve Kerr about Quentin Post, and wouldn't you know it, names like Puka Nacua and Brock Purdy came up. Exactly. Check this out. We asked him about Quentin Post. Here's where he goes.
I think what was overlooked was just his toughness and his, I call it play speed. I think I read that expression when I was reading about Puka Nacua last year when the Rams drafted him, and I was, you know, I love football, I love this stuff, and the Rams were talking about, yeah, he only ran a 4.6, but he looked fast, way faster on tape. And when you watch Quentin, you know, your first instinct, well, big 7-foot white guy is not going to be that quick, but he plays fast. Like he's so demonstrative with what he does because he sees the game. He processes things really quickly. So, you know, he makes the pass quickly. He makes the rotation quickly. He rolls quickly. He catches and shoots it. And there's no hesitation in his game. So it makes him quicker than what he probably is. But that's kind of the game right there. And you know, that's why he's making this adjustment so well.
So as soon as I heard Steve Kerr say, hey, this guy doesn't look very athletic. And he slipped in the draft, but man, he can process the game. I'm like, dude, you're talking about Brock Purdy right now.
Totally.
That's literally what everybody says about Brock Purdy. And he's talking about Quentin Post. So I said that to him, and then listen to where Steve goes.
There's different kinds of athleticism. You know, there's the run and jump stuff, but there's the processing stuff. Patrick Mahomes, you know, has it. You know, Tom Brady obviously had, like, incredible processing skills. And so the quarterbacking stuff, I'm sure that's a big part of that. But I think it's a big part of any athlete in a team sport where you have to make decisions quickly. You know, how fast can you process the game? Quentin can process it really quickly, and he happens to be a skilled passer and shooter. So this thing looks like it's got staying power.
All right, so there you have it. The 49ers have announced that they are not going to sign Brock Purdy to an extension. Instead, they've signed Quentin Post, and he will be quarterbacking. And there won't be any more of those knocked down balls.
Right.
That's for he can see over the line, Dibs.
I don't believe we've ever had a 7-foot quarterback in the NFL. I want to say 6'8 or 6'9, Dan McGuire. You remember the name Dan McGuire.
Dan McGuire,
I think he was about
6'8. Who was that guy that was like, man, he was backing up in Tampa a few years ago? Sean something or other. He was super, super tall. It didn't work great. It didn't work out that great.
Yeah.
But anyway, I can't even remember who I'm thinking
like,
of. But
Brock Purdy, Quentin Post does kind of have the sneaky quickness and the agility. Last game, he had the catch on the wing and the pump fake and a little sidestep three. So he's not just a big set shooter, big stiff.
And Jimmy Butler said, that's my dog.
Right.
So they've already got a little something going.
And they've got the Netherlands in common, apparently.
It's something.
Yeah.
Somebody went to Amsterdam once or something. But Quentin Post was like yelling in people's face the other night. Look, I'm not going to get ahead of my skis on Quentin Post. But he's nice. He's nice. And that sort of led also to a Mike Dunleavy conversation earlier in the show. Because Steve Kerr repeatedly, when we spoke to him yesterday, kept bringing up the job that Mike Dunleavy did in getting this deal done for Jimmy Butler. But it doesn't really stop there.
What Mike has done in his year and a half here, you know, these guys who he's brought in, Brandon and Quentin and, you know, Jimmy, I mean, to me, these guys are rounding out our team in a really important way. Chris Paul last year, you know, very, very similar. Just adding the IQ and the feel that allows Steph to really thrive has been hugely important. And I think Mike has played a big role in all that.
Big week for Mike Dunleavy. No matter what you think of the job he's done, he has not been on it that long. I don't think there's been anything embarrassingly bad that's happened. But the night before the trade deadline, people were sitting here going, Lakers got Luka, Fox is a Spur. Come on, Dunleavy, what are you doing? And then the next thing you know, you do get a deal. The Phoenix Suns are knocked out. You do get a deal. You get Jimmy Butler. And Quentin Post starts looking more and more like a real rotational piece for this team. And Dunleavy looks different today than he did a week ago.
Looks a lot taller, like almost Quentin Post height now. Shoulders are back, and he'll join Steiny and Goo tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
And he's not the type to peacock, but I hope he lets it out a little bit and takes a moment, especially if they win tonight, to just pat himself on the back. Because you were right earlier when you said many fans were already kind of naysaying, and you're no Myers, and what are you doing, and all the rest of the things that you were just laying out. And here you go, and you get it done without giving up really a ton. Schroeder gets traded 4 times. You lose Wiggins and Lindy and Slo-Mo in a pick. And feels like after 2 games, like, they probably won the deal.
Probably.
Early.
Also,
it's early.
Well, make the playoffs. Make sure that first-round pick is in the teens, not top 10. and then move forward. You know what I mean? Like, I want the Warriors to lose the pick next year. I don't think they love the middle of the draft. And then that way, poof, you reboot and you've got all your first-round draft picks going forward, either as assets or as actual picks.
Right.
So, yeah, I think early returns, you can make that case. Out-of-town NBA game of the night is sponsored by San Francisco International Airport. Wherever your team goes, you can get there from SFO. 15 games around the league tonight. That means all 30 teams are balling, including Grizzlies and Clippers from the Intuit Dome in L.A. Grizz on fire of late, all the way up to number two in the West at 36-17. Clippers, a target for the Warriors for sure, who want the sixth seed, are sitting at 29-23 and right now have that six. So, Warriors fans, you should be rooting for the Grizzlies in this one. Game's at 7:30, so too late for you to, you know, go to Inglewood for the game. But SFO can get you there whenever you need it. In fact, the airport is literally right across the street from Inglewood. The Warriors have already played at the Intuit Dome twice this season. Don't return there for the rest of this regular season, but could be a play-in or postseason matchup in the future. Obviously, there's next year as well. SFO can get you down there. And that is our out-of-town game of the night, sponsored by San Francisco International Airport. Wherever your team goes, you can get there from SFO. All right, Warriors and Mavericks, we're going to head out to the arena here in just about a minute or so. It's hard to break this one down, actually, in any other way to say, dude, you guys should win this basketball game.
Handle your business.
Yeah.
You got two more games until a nice week off, an all-star break. I know some of these guys will be busy with skills and whatnot, but you should absolutely win tonight. Then you head in tomorrow and you see what you've got, but you got momentum, you got Butler, you've got a completely depleted Dallas Mavericks team with a fan base that hates ownership. This is one you should handle. Handle it in Ottoman fashion, rest your stars, and gear up for tomorrow.
You do have two stars still on the court for the Dallas Mavericks who have a history with the Warriors.
Yep.
You got Klay, you got Kyrie, so it's not like you're totally free from danger.
Yeah, but they got eight guys, and they've got no height. The one thing that you can't handle is Anthony Davis, and he's not playing.
I mean, in theory, it should be a nice night for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
because they don't have rim protection. All right, you want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it again tomorrow. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got. Warriors Live is presented by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. It's now time to head out to the arena next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.